Hello, boys and girls. This is Aunt Martha, and I have a story for you. Does God use boys and girls for His work? Does God call boys and girls into His work? Most of you remember the Bible story how a lad gave his lunch of 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes to Jesus. What did Jesus do with that lad's lunch? He took it, blessed it, and had the disciples give the food to everyone. It was enough to feed 5,000 men, besides women and children. There were even 12 baskets full left over. Jesus did use that lad in His work. Does Jesus use boys and girls today? Does He plant the seed for Christian service in tender hearts? How many of you are 10 years old? This story is for everyone, but especially the 10-year-olds. Let me tell you a true story of how Jesus touched the tender heart of a small boy. The name of this story is From Spark to Full Flame. This little boy's mama noticed how often that her third son enjoyed helping people, especially older folks or the handicapped. Maybe this was because Raymond himself had a speech problem. She was glad for his tender feelings. She pondered in her heart about God's way for this son's future. During a tent revival where his uncle was preaching, Raymond felt the tug of God's Holy Spirit convicting him of his need to open his 10-year-old heart door to Jesus to come in. And when he did open his heart, the joy he felt was so great. He asked Jesus to clean away his sins. He was so sorry for them, and now he had joy. His friend James had also taken Jesus into his heart as his Savior during those meetings. Raymond and James decided to spend time together often to pray in those early weeks. It was during those prayer times that Raymond began to have an interest in tract work. Was this what Jesus wanted him to do? He was fascinated with stories of how God could use a simple tract to save a soul. The work of Ralph Palmer, the street corner man who gave out many tracts, inspired young Raymond very much. Because his parents loved the Lord, they took their family often to hear testimonies given in mission conferences and other churches by those active in the Lord's work. These were stimulating to young Raymond. Someone with a burden for tract work had the publishing house in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, make brightly colored tract rollers. When Raymond found out about those, he was able to get some. With excitement, he rolled some tracts, put them in these pretty rollers. As they passed people when they were traveling on trips, Raymond loved to carefully throw out a roller to them. Boys and girls, you may not have brightly colored tract rollers, but you can neatly put a tract somewhere for someone to find it. It may be the very way God will use to save a soul. When a group began sending tracts by mail, Raymond would ride his bike there to help with this project. Later on, there were youth tract meetings he really enjoyed. Church leaders inspired these youth to be actively serving the Lord. God was giving many opportunities to keep alive the spark he had put in Raymond's 10-year-old heart. Next door neighbor Edith returned home from serving as a missionary nurse in Africa. Raymond felt an awe in his heart as she told stories and showed the relics and the contents of one battered suitcase. She told of using her cooking pot to cook food out on an open fire as she traveled to primitive clinics. She even used this to sterilize needles and instruments she and her helpers needed.